Three strikes and you're fined. That's the essence of a new proposal put forward by a waste collection agency in Adelaide for residents caught putting rubbish in the wrong bins. Caroline Winter reports.
Taking out the bins is a shared responsibility in Jean Matthews' home in Adelaide's inner northeast.
You know, I was so proud today. Our blue bin only had less than half a black bag because I've really worked hard at recycling.
But it frustrates her that not everyone is as conscientious.
If people read and care about recycling, I think they'll find most of the information is there.
While the majority of homeowners put the right rubbish in the right bin, the truth is revealed in the morning when the rubbish truck rolls through.
We've seen everything. I mean, the cameras we have on the truck can pick up the littlest thing.
Shane Drury has worked for waste collection service East Waste for 12 years.
And Shane, what are you looking for as you go along and pick up the recycle bins?
Any contaminants. So we get a lot of gas bottles, a lot of plastic bags full of rubbish.
What's the strangest thing you've seen?
The strangest thing I've seen when I first started here was a dead dog.
While that's not the norm, it is his job to report repeat offenders doing the wrong thing. And now, for those abusing the system, a re-education process is being proposed to improve recycling habits across seven Adelaide councils. Rob Gregory is East Waste's general manager. He says it takes just one person to put clothes, green waste or electronics in the recycle bin, contaminating and downgrading the valuable commodities of paper, glass, plastic and cardboard.
We accept that recycling can be confusing and we're not worried about the one or two items that people get wrong. This is predominantly focused on the blatant contamination of the yellow bin that we see.
Following agreement by COAG leaders to ban recyclable waste from being exported overseas, East Waste is proposing a three-step process for recalcitrant ratepayers. First, a letter educating them about recycling, next, a written warning, and finally, a fine.
Ultimately, this is an education process, but at the end of the day, we need a punitive measure to target the recalcitrants.
It'll be up to individual councils to adopt the plan and set any penalty. Resident Jean Matthews says she's all for education, but knows the best deterrent.
The best way to get to anyone is to hit their pocketbook.
It's Adelaide resident Jean Matthews, ending Caroline Winter's report.